This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day to you. Hello, it's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Good morning to Gene Cacciarella and Matt Fitzpatrick and Justin Miller and Lynn Dadalch listening to the DJV program, thinking about things, working through things, which is kind of what we do through conversation here. No fisticuffs, please. DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I mean, that isn't going to happen here, but I don't want you to get into that mode as well. I'm Doug Steffen, thinking about making your life better, what makes our life better. What's the definition, ladies, of making your life? What would you include in effects for making your, what affects your life, I guess with an E or an A, that makes it, what could happen today to either or both of you that would make your life better? Give me one thing that would make your life better, whether it's where you live or how you live, what you're doing with your time.
My life would be awesome if everyone would leave the beach where I live, because we're just trapped inside our apartment because we can't go out to the beach because no one's responsible, and it's just a sea of weird tourists, you know, not wearing masks. So that would make my life
great.
Most
of the tourists, most of them from New York City. Who comes there?
A lot of Staten Island. Just saying. A lot of Staten Island. Yes.
Yeah.
The girl who's my hairstylist is from Staten Island. She now lives here. And she said, oh, my God, I feel so bad.
How do you tell whether
there.
Somebody's from Staten Island or not? Is their accent that different from?
Oh, the accent? Absolutely. The accent is very different from all the other New York boroughs. Totally.
Really? Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jennifer, what makes your life better today?
Something that would make my life better today.
Yes. One thing and one thing only.
I don't know.
Winning the lottery would be good,
know.
Right?
Maybe a change of scenery. I could use a change of scenery. That's
really?
For sure.
You mean you don't like Victoria and I anymore? Oh, no. Oh,
that's not what I mean.
I don't think we're the scenery.
No.
Gosh, I don't even see you.
Speaking of scenery, look out below. NASA has a warning for us. There's an asteroid. This sounds like a bad space movie, but there is an asteroid that's on a direct trajectory to hit the United States the day before the election. Wow, if you don't think that...
And everybody's all worried about voting. It doesn't matter
right.
Anyway.
So, it's 6.5 feet in diameter. There's a 1% chance that it will hit somewhere actually in our country. The report was released. And when it happened, people all over social media saying, with our luck.
I mean, 2020, right?
Yeah, exactly. This year, Space Agency is saying there are three possible points of impact. Framingham, Massachusetts, New Jersey coast, or Sunland, California. One of those three places will be where this hits. How about that?
Well, judging by this year, I can tell you what the odds are favorite.
Really? Oh, my gosh. But could you, I mean, think about it. There's a hat trick going on anyway this year. The virus first, then the Black Lives Matter, and then the election. But, you know, we all have listened to people who are experts in whether it's medicine, science, astrology, and they all say the same sort of thing. This year, as a combination of events that were in the mix, astrologically speaking, and scientifically speaking, all kinds of different ways of measuring it, this is the worst possible environment, and all these things are happening at once. And so from it, we become better. Yes, do we think that there's a chance that we could all be much better next year? Anything be better than this year.
Anything's better, right? It's all the way. Did anyone really, I guess maybe if you're a psychic or maybe astrologically, this was supposed to be a weird year, but
yeah.
I feel like most people just felt blindsided by all of 2020 so far.
No. It's how do you, most of this stuff is unexplainable in terms of, well, why did this happen? I mean, we can take the Black Lives Matter and understand what got it started. We kind of understand where the virus came from thanks to the Chinese. You know, I was thinking about this. I had a conversation last night with somebody. We were talking about the business of the China virus and why somebody objected to it. There was an advertiser of mine. I've kind of made reference to this a couple of times on the year, but I never, and I'm not going to tell the whole story. But suffice it to say that someone who ran a company who had Chinese ancestry heard me refer to the virus as the Chinese virus and said I was a racist and canceled all the advertising for the rest of the year, which is something that probably cost me and you know, 40, 50,000, maybe 60,000 bucks. So anyway, the essence of that comment, as I think about it, is very appropriate because the virus began in China. I didn't say it was the Chinese people's virus. It was the Chinese virus, like we have, you know, the Chinese, you fill in the blank. There are any number of things. Chinese food, right? It isn't, it's a reference like America. And so what bothers me is that so many people are taking that apart, or so many people are so worked up about everything. Everything is racist. And
well, people kind of forget how we used to label diseases. Usually where diseases are discovered is what they are called.
Right.
SARS is the South, what is it, South Asian Respiratory
Region.
Syndrome.
Yeah, right.
And then there's MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome.
Yeah,
so this is not uncommon that people name it
but
after
their
spouse.
Isn't that why COVID is named COVID? Because that is the official name for it coming out of China?
Well, I think, I mean, that's... that's why I think originally CNN, Fox, MSNBC, they were all talking about the China virus. And then all of a sudden they changed their terminology when people deemed it to be racist somehow. I don't know how it's racist other than the Chinese government has got their tentacles in our news media and owns a lot of our governing officials. And so all of a sudden China is able to influence what we call a disease. I don't... And the World Health Organization, for that matter, it's even more than just America. This is across the world. This is how the tentacles of the communist Chinese government have reach all around the planet. I mean, why wouldn't it? What's the big deal if a disease is called the China virus? Why should that bother the Chinese people?
Well,
it didn't bother
a lot
the Middle
of Chinese,
Eastern people.
It bothered a lot of Chinese Americans, though. And I think that's where the networks changed because there was an onslaught.
Well, but that's their problem. Why should it be my problem?
No, because Asian Americans, American citizens of Asian descent, were getting
attacked
on the street.
But they're not responsible for the virus. They're from China. I mean, it would be like if
that's my
virus.
Well, we should go after the ignoramuses that go after them because they're such damn ignorant.
I don't know if you saw this, but there were stories across the country of Chinese Americans being spit on because and people saying go back to where you came from. They're from here.
Well,
like
you hear that
was
that happened after 9/11. People were going up and down
course.
The street in New York and other
but
cities spitting at Muslims or dark-skinned people from wearing a burqa or whatever, a turban, whatever. And that shows how ignorant because Muslims don't wear a turban. It's just that we are so ignorant about stuff. And that's
well, that's
what
my point. And that's why
nuts.
Asian Americans were so upset by this because the innocent people walking through parks were getting spit on and attacked.
But it was more than that. I would say it's more than just America that changed the name of the virus. The world changed the name of the virus. The world. And so, look, I don't think that those events happened as much as reported. I think if God forbid it happened once or twice, unfortunately, it gets all the news media attention and people just say, oh, every day Chinese people are being attacked on the streets by people spitting on them. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how often it happened. Once is too many. But I think the problem is far broader than the United States. The disease was not named or classified by the United States. The disease is named and classified by people around the world, and certainly China's intervention within the World Health Organization and other governing bodies across the planet are the reason that we are not calling it the China virus anymore.
Now, there is another development here that's worth note. or two or a moment or two. That is where Spain is on the case numbers. Apparently, over the last month or so, this has gone unnoticed from my perspective. But I don't like to, I'm not into the numbers, but if you want to look at some of these things, it's pretty amazing how new cases have gone up five times in like the last month or so in Spain.
Yeah, because everyone has flocked to Spain. My family in Ireland and in France, they've been saying for the last like month that Spain is going to be the next big destination or, you know, outbreak, because it's the destination for everyone. There is no sun in the summertime in Ireland. It's like you get rain and it's 50 degrees in June. So everyone goes to Spain. That's where, and so I was talking to my cousin just last week, and she said, you know, all of our neighbors, everybody went to Spain. That's where everyone is now, and everyone's going to bring the virus back here. So she said, she's like, this is really tough because kids are going back to school now for a couple days a week, and the families are just back from their August vacation to Spain, which is a very normal thing.
Isn't it amazing?
And people in parts of France go to, and England go to Spain, too.
Like, but in Sweden, they paid no attention to any of this stuff, and they still don't have a problem. That's what sort of blows my mind. Anyway, some other virus development sciences, looking at the first known case of reinfection in a person who had recovered. So does that mean his immune system isn't working? Didn't respond, obviously.
Well, it means you can get two different strains. Yeah, the antibodies don't protect you.
Yeah, right. A judge in Florida struck down the requirement in Florida the public schools open their classrooms for in-person instruction, although I think that is something, again, we look at the number of youngsters who are having a problem with this. So you get it, you get the flu, you get a cold. I think schools should be open, frankly. That's
Well, it's not about the kids. The main concern, and this has been the ongoing debate here in Jersey, too, the main concern is affecting the teachers' health and their elderly family members. It's really more about, it's not about the kids, per se. It's really more about who they're going to infect.
Yeah. It's 2020, in case you're just waking up from a long winter's nap. If that didn't present us with enough of a problem, one of the things on the clip of the day at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, discussion we had on the air of these storms that are hitting areas of Louisiana and Texas this week. You can hear us talk about that and our experiences with these sorts of storms, and thinking about you if you're in the line of the storm. You have our hopes and prayers. You can listen to that discussion. Lots of other clips from the show and the show itself at djvshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Remember what mama told me, brown skin girl, that skin just like pearls, you're back against the world, I never tried you for anybody else, so brown
skin. That's not Beyonce.
This is, he's on the song, this is,
she had a cold.
Her voice is just a little. I think this is, it's either WizKid or St. John. There she is.
So I want to get make sure I heard before I jumped in. Oh, there's Beyonce. This is a video story. She dropped Brown Skin Girl video. This is on the heels of her visual album Black is King, which is a companion piece to the live-action Lion King. Beyonce sharing the video for her new single, which we're hearing a portion of right now. The track features her daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, WizKid, and St. John. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yep.
Okay. For the video, they joined... And by the way, this is going to sound really white, and so maybe I'll apologize before it. But at what point did we get away from... You know, as a kid growing up, the black artists that I loved as a disc jockey and as a kid, Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, you name it, they all used their real name. When did it become cool to become the WizKid?
You mean like your buddy Engelbert Humperdinck?
Well, it's a different kind. Well, maybe it is.
Are you telling me WizKid is not his real name?
Yeah. The Weeknd
is not new.
Okay, that's the point. Anyway, for this video, these folks are joined by Naomi Campbell, Lupita Nyong'o. Is that how you pronounce the name? I've never been able to, but I think it's
Lupita
close.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Nyong'o, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly Rowland, she's from Destiny's Child. Beyonce dropped a video on Good Morning America yesterday with the statement, quote, "It was so important to me and Brown Skin Girl that we represented all different shades of brown. We wanted every character to be shot in a regal light. The director came up with this black debutante as a theme." Isn't that interesting? You know,
it's a beautiful debutante video. It's just visually gorgeous. Yeah, it really is.
But think about it for a second. When's the last time, debutante's kind of gone the way of the wind anyway, right? Debuting.
Only in very, well, in the South, it's still a thing.
In Palm Beach, maybe, right?
Yes.
Places like that.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah. But have you ever been to or seen any coverage of a debutante ball that was for a black youngster being debuted?
Yeah. Sure. Black debutante balls, they kind of originated in New Orleans. They were a very big deal and still are. Right. So in certain parts of the country, it's that tradition lives on.
All right. Got it.
Not here. I've never seen or been to a debutante ball, but I'd like to go.
Yeah. 26 at the hour here with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, and Tiwa Savage, a Nigerian artist, releasing Temptation, a new collaboration with Sam Smith, the guy from England. Track written by Ms. Savage and Mr. Smith, recorded in Nigeria. Temptation is the latest single from her fourth studio album called Celia. She's coming out on Friday this week. Savage sang background vocals on the track Pico from Coldplay's latest album Everyday Life, released last November, as well as singing co-writing Keys to the Kingdom on Beyonce's Lion King companion work The Gift. Sam Smith recently collaborating with another Nigerian artist, Burna Boy, on the song My Oasis. Do you think that's his real name?
I don't know. Maybe.
Burna Boy. Smith was originally set to release the new album To Die For this year, but the release date postponed because of the obvious plans renaming the album because of the client, the current climate. So To Die For, probably not the best title, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, not in 2020.
I'd say that was clever on their part to figure that out. So there, a couple of interesting connections here with Beyonce. Is she the most popular black female artist, you think? Probably.
I think you can take race out of it and just say most popular female artist.
More than Gaga? Or Taylor Swift?
She and Gaga.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats taking it on the chin from speaker after speaker at last night's first night of the Republican National Convention.
Democrats refused to denounce the mob, and their response to the chaos? Defund the police, defund Border Patrol, and defund our military.
That's Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan speaking to the convention, saying that President Trump is the pro-America candidate. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden at tonight's session of the convention. As Marco was downgraded to a tropical depression late yesterday, residents and businesses along the Mississippi Gulf Coast began bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Laura, which has entered the Gulf overnight and could hit between Louisiana and Texas sometime tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Some new travel restrictions from the CDC, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
And dozens of COVID-19 cases across at least 7 states have now been linked to people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Health officials in South Dakota say 40 people who attended the rally have tested positive for the virus, including 3 residents of North Dakota, Washington, and Minnesota. Cases tied to the rally have also been confirmed in Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The classification of this radio program, the DJV, Eddie and Doug, there it is. The DJV show is nothing but the best. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, the best. And here we are presenting ourselves, laying it on the line for you every day. Matter of fact, Victoria has something. She's going to lay it on the line for Jennifer right now, right here in your very ear.
I Jennifer feel like the reason when I see these types of stories trending, I just feel, I for some reason, I always think of Jen right away. Yeah. So yeah. here's one that it will definitely creep you out. This is yet another story, and we've heard this several times now in the past, like, year or so. This is another story of a woman being declared dead who was not dead.
Oh, yes. Do you see that? Oh, wow.
This is nuts. Okay, so on Sunday, they received a call. This is in a Detroit suburb called Southfield. So the fire, the EMS, the fire department, police, whatever, they receive a call that a woman was found unresponsive. Paramedics worked on her to revive her for 30 minutes before they declared her dead. They put her in the body bag. They sent her to the funeral home. And once she arrived at the funeral home, the staff went to unzip the bag and found her breathing.
Yeah.
Oh. I know.
It's alive! It's alive!
Can you imagine?
Was she awake, or was she just breathing? Do we know?
They found her breathing, apparently. See, the statement was that she was not breathing when paramedics arrived at her home. They worked on her doing various life-reviving methods for 30 minutes. They gave, you know, medical readings saying that there was no sign of life. So they declare her dead.
Maybe they should check their machines.
I know, right?
All right.
Yeah, so in, and then that was the initial statement. So then the second statement was released on Monday, and they said the fire department clarified that a local emergency department physician had pronounced the woman dead based on the medical information from the paramedics. And so essentially at that point, they said there was no foul play. There was nothing to make any of them believe that something was awry. And it's only when she arrived at the, when the body was picked up by the funeral home, that's the only way they really, you know, that's how they discovered. But can you imagine if they put her right in a freezer? Or if they didn't unzip the bag? She would have suffocated anyway. So now, so then they transferred her back to the hospital, and she, apparently her breathing, she was having difficulty breathing, but apparently she was still, you know, okay. And I guess she's on oxygen now. She is currently at the Sinai Grace Hospital in Detroit. They haven't, they won't release any more information on her. But, you know, she was about to be embalmed. That's how they, that's like, that just what gives me the creeps.
That is like the worst nightmare. How,
I know.
Can you imagine? And what about the poor people at the funeral home?
Or the, wherever she was. I mean, wouldn't you, if you work at a funeral home, wouldn't you probably, like, hold a mirror under someone's nose just to be for good measure?
Yes, and that's a great prank, by the way. Can you imagine? We got one for you, and then just have someone scare the life out of them right before. Oh, God.
All right, speaking of life and death, Germany says it's fairly likely that Alexei Navalny, is that how you pronounce his name? Navalny?
You're asking, I don't know.
Alexei Navalny. I think that's
do your best Russian.
All right. So he's the guy who doesn't like Putin and is always trying to get Putin booted. Strangely enough, he's been poisoned. I don't know.
He just had a bad batch of peas.
Yeah, right, exactly. He now needs, according to the Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany, special protection. He's 44 years old. He said he felt sick on a flight back to Moscow last week, prompting the plane to make an emergency landing.
He's so lucky that he did not make it to Russia.
Right. Yeah, because he would have been...
They would have just let him die.
They would have put him in the body bag and in the freezer.
Right.
And probably a little hammer and tong just for good luck. And then the end of him. So, that's kind of a strange place. Find yourself... This is a photographic feature that you can see today in the New York Times about a home in a community in northern New York that nobody knew existed. And somebody somehow has gone into the home, taken pictures of it, and it feels like, I know you're going to say, this is just like, what do you call, like catnip, like clickbait for me. But I'm looking at the pictures of this home, and apparently nobody's been in the home for 100 years. It's just been there.
Is it just all rotted and...
Well, it sort of gives you... When you look at... It reminds me of a screenshot from the Titanic. You know, all of the things that you saw, the ornateness of that time. Mm-hmm. And this looks like a throwback to the 1880s, 1890s, something like that. And but the community is busy, just nobody ever went in. I mean, it's kind of a gate, and you go down the driveway and stuff. It's just weird. Stepping back in time. Imagine, Jennifer, if you could go back in that home. The house that you live in was built by your grandparents, or they bought it? How old is your house? It was built by your grandparents,
right? It was built by my grandparents in the 50s,
Right, okay. So when's the first time you remember being in the house?
Oh, when I was a little kid. I don't know the exact date and time, but I grew up in this house for the most part.
But do you remember what it looked like, what it felt like? The reason I'm asking is because I'm
I remember because it's from the ground up. You know, I remember everything looking a lot bigger than it does to me today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I remember the carpeting. I remember the smell, certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. As a kid, I remember all the furniture, where it used to be, all that stuff.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking is because all of us have a memory or two or three like that. My mind went right to my grandparents' house in Ashley, Illinois. Two houses. The one that they lived in was a little teeny house, and it burned down, and so they built a new sort of a ranch house near the railroad tracks. And I can remember all kinds of things. Yeah, the smell of my grandmother used to make great pies. They had one of those aluminum formica tables in the kitchen. Remember that? And I still, to this day, have my grandmother's bathroom throw, you know, the thing, what do you call it, the mat in my bathroom that she had in her bathroom.
No. It sounds gross.
The bath mat you still have?
Yeah, I don't know why I kept it, but it's still in the bathroom. Yeah. Still have it. Well, it's, I wash it. No, wait, just,
but usually those things don't last all that long.
Yeah. See,
the weird thing about my house, and it's one of the reasons I don't want to leave it, is if you open the cabinet in the... Because I added on a bathroom and a walk-in closet. So I went from a two-bedroom, one-bath to a two-bedroom, two-bath.
Broke into your house.
Yeah, I added security measures and an armed guard. but when you open up the cabinet in my original bathroom... And you reach your head in there, you can actually still get a whiff of my grandmother. And it's the weirdest thing, but I love it. It's very comforting.
Yeah. How about you, Victoria? Have you lived in any place where your parents live in the same house you grew up in still?
No, they sold it. When my brother and I moved out, they sold it. It was kind of just too much space for them. But it's the house that it was built in 1880. And my grandparents had bought it as a weekend home at the shore, and then they moved in full time, and my parents met on the front porch of the house. And so they were introduced by a mutual friend. Yeah, it had a wonderful family history. And then my brother and I were raised there, and my grandfather, my mom's dad, after he lived up on the Cape for many years, he moved in with us. And so all of us lived together in the house until... probably about 10 years ago when we flew the coop, and then that was it. They sold the house, which still bothers me and still bothers Lewis, because every time we're in the town, which is only about 20 minutes south of where we are now, he drives by the house and he's like, I can't believe your parents sold that house. He really, he feels like he somehow got gypped.
Well, we all have those memories, and I guess I'm suggesting you think about the memories that you have, all of you listening, to the attachments you have from when you were younger, homes you grew up in, homes you've lived in, that sort of thing, experiences. In a moment or two, we're going to talk about the post office here and see what we can figure out. What's going to happen when it comes to the election? I've found all kinds of stuff out that I want to relay here as we continue. Also, speaking of relaying things, there's one of the four or five programs that I do every week. It's called Your Hidden Power. And in that, we talk about lots of things from meditation to whatever the science is that you don't believe, because there is a lot of science involved. Astrology is a science, if you will. Psychology and psychology is a science. So we talk about, we have in the current podcast, the most recent one, Your Hidden Power 156, excuse me, we have a discussion with an intuitive counselor named Tony Leroy, who is really, like, you talk about spooky. This guy is spooky, but he gives you food for thought, I'll tell you that much. So if you want to listen to different things and maybe expand your mind a little bit, you might want to check out this podcast every week. It's called Your Hidden Power, and you'll find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of things here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Doug and Victoria about the post office. The House says... acted to prevent changes to the Postal Service. It wasn't clear to me what was actually going on there, what was really being changed, but
the machines
it becomes
were
a good...
being taken out, those sorting machines.
And they were moving boxes.
Why?
Too. It happened under the Obama administration when you have
why? Yeah, it, but so it, what
it,
were they doing?
People make it seem like it's such a unique new thing. They move mailboxes that are not used. They move sorters from
mailboxes
one location
on the street,
to another.
Mailboxes on the street, you mean?
Yeah, they move mailboxes that aren't used that or in less used areas, so they move them around to more highly populated areas. They take out mail sorters and move them to different post offices depending on how many people are using the postal service in that area, because there are certain areas that are getting overrun and mail is taking forever to be delivered, and then there are other areas where these machines are just sitting unused. So this is something that happens every few years in the post office to figure out how to address what areas need the most attention.
All right,
and
so our area, the fact
really
that there's
bad.
An investigation... the new Postmaster General saying that the president's attacks on mail-in ballots aren't helpful. I thought that was interesting.
He also said that everyone should, if you're going to mail in your ballot, make sure you do it at least 7 days before.
Yeah.
So, and I've heard other people say, depending on where you are,
That would be next Tuesday. Because the primary is right.
Well,
the
not
day
for
after
the
later,
general. Oh,
right?
For general.
Okay, in November. All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Effective info from Dr. Jack Stockwell in prominence here. Dr. Jack is with us, and I'm Doug Steffen. You probably knew that. You can probably hear his voice and recognize the fact that it's Jack Stockwell, who is a Anuka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife have a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City where it has been hot as hell.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking at
it. Oh, my goodness.
I actually was going to call you. A couple of days ago, and I looked, I was falling asleep, and the weather was on, and I saw 95 degrees in Salt Lake, and I thought to myself, good God.
Well, that's one of the cooler days. That's what.
Yeah.
They had a report the other day that 99% of Utah is under drought conditions.
Wow.
I think we're like 85,000, we're about 85,000 square miles is the size of Utah.
When it gets that hot, what happens to the water or the salt in the Great Salt Lake? Is it going down?
Well, it gets more concentrated.
Is there less of it?
Gets more concentrated. The water's going, the salt gets more concentrated, all the reservoirs are entering. But the entire Salt Lake Valley is less than 85 square miles. That means essentially the entire state is under drought conditions. I don't remember what rain smells like, sounds like, or looks like. It has been months since we've had rain.
So what does that do to people's health? Lack of moisture in the air. You know, we all need moisture in order to live. How you define moisture, I guess, is depends on what you're thinking about. You sweat. Moisture comes in the form of drinking water, taking a bath. But
also
in the atmosphere, we have humidity. Yeah. So
and when the nasal passages dry out, as they will when we have the kind of humidity we've been having lately, just constantly under 30%, you start having a lot of bloody noses and dried, cracked sinus passages. And, you know, and then much more susceptible to pollens and molds that are blowing around in the air because they're really thick right now.
Not a good time to pick your nose then.
No, it's not. No. Or blow your nose really hard.
All right. You have an expose here, the study of three top medical journals and what it reveals. You want
From 2003 to 2017, 3,000 randomized controlled trials. You know, these are the best kind of trials that were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, The Lancet, and the Journal of the American Medical Association. I mean, that's the triumvirate right there, the three most important, most famous. What they found out is that these researchers are, and I should point this out, they're all part of the Oregon Health and Science University, the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and the University of Chicago. This isn't, you know, a bunch of guys in the backyard because they can't watch football putting these stories together. And the researchers looked at the effectiveness of what are considered the best practices across different medical disciplines, populations, interventions. They found 396 medical reversals. In other words, practices and treatments that turned out to not be effective and were essentially dropped from the curriculum. And one of their concluding statements was that even after a practice, a certain kind of therapeutic practice, was found to be ineffective, it was very hard to convince a doctor to stop using it. You know, once they got into that dynamic, once they started using what...
All right, so you have an example. What kind of, give us an example of a product, some drug...
Oh, certain kinds of devices... but it covers all the fields, ophthalmology, rheumatology, allergies, urology, infectious diseases. Remember what they did with that's right there on the tip of my tongue.
Celebrex. Okay.
Bakewell. Different things like this that
are
really hurting a lot of people. But there's a lot of other drugs
how does one know who needs a drug for salvation? We all admit that there are too many drugs in our society, too many drugs too easily prescribed, but yet there are some that are very helpful and life-saving.
Well, absolutely. So how do we know? People who are alive right now because of a drug.
Well, so how do we know?
It's the idea of complete dependency upon drugs for anything, drugs for everything, rather than looking at some other kinds of alternative treatments, dietary changes, lifestyle changes, that kind of thing, as opposed to, you got this problem, take this drug. You got that problem, take this drug.
Yeah. All right. Time for you to take advantage of the huge sale going on right now. The folks at Calitrin are really eager, really anxious, really desirous of you getting on their program so you can lose all that weight. So the back-to-school sale is going on right now because Calitrin is something we use for all members of the family, husband, wife, children. It's the product that's all natural, no drugs, no stimulants. It's so effective. It works so well in helping you lose the weight and keep it off. It's really a six-month program, but because you can buy three at the regular price and get three free, it becomes a three-month program that you pay for, but you actually can make it work for you for 6 months so your body gets used to not having that weight. That's what you want. Get it off and keep it off.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.